Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coach of the Humboldt Special Olympics team, Ashley Moore, and summer assistant for the program, Tanya List. The Special Olympics team for Humboldt is competing today in the state competition in Grimes in the first year of fielding a team. I sat down with Moore and List to discuss today's state competition.
This is the first time that we will be competing at state in Grimes. With softball, all teams advance to state. So even if you lose at regionals, you are still advanced to state no matter what. Whereas other sports, it's normally only first placers that go to state. But for softball, it's a little different.
Looking back at this summer, now that it's almost wrapped up, how has this first year been? Add another sport for Special Olympics and do softball this year.
It's amazing. It's really sad to see it come to an end. This Saturday will be heartwarming, but also sad. Tanya and I already have a million ideas for next summer that we want to do that we've been nonstop talking about. It's just amazing to see the athletes have grown since the first day of our practice, which was in the middle school cafeteria, just tossing the softball back and forth.
For you, Tanya, now that you kind of been helping out, what has this experience been like for you getting to work with Ashley?
Well, first of all, Ashley is an amazing person, and having this role, she's the perfect fit for it. It's been exciting summer. I love softball. I played it in high school and college. So to be able to kind of come back and, you know, start teaching kids, you know, the fundamentals and seeing the growth has been awesome. And just giving them the opportunity to, you know, play as a team. A lot of Special Olympics sports are individualized, so it's neat to see them work together and, yeah, play as a team.
State coming up here on Saturday. Where is it going to be? The fields you're going to be playing on?
So there's an updated schedule. There was a little tweak. We got put in the wrong division, so they had to change the schedule. So you need to find the updated schedule on the Humboldt Special Olympic page on Facebook. We are at the Grimes Plex, and we will be starting our first game at 9:30. Our team will be there by 8 a.m. And we do activity called Parade of Athletes, where every team will be walking in a line just to be applauded and congratulated at 8:45. That will start. And then we will do our traditional Special Olympic ceremony where we do the national anthem and the Special Olympic oath. And then that is at 9 o'clock. And then right after that, we will start our 9:30 game against the CR Batters. If we lose our first game at 9:30, we play again at 11:30. And then if we win, we will play at 12:30.
And then this week, have you gotten any practices in as you get ready for Saturday?
We were going to have one on Sunday, but with the fair and the heat, we didn't have as many athletes able to come to practice. And then with that heat on Sunday, it was too hot for our athletes. But we have been practicing almost every Sunday since regionals. I think that was the only one that we canceled. So we've been at the Humboldt softball field practicing every Sunday evening, doing different drills. And we've even got to do some advanced drills with our athletes, teaching them skills and strategies that I didn't think that we were going to get to this summer. But with Tanya's expertise in softball, we've come a long way.
What has this summer been like, looking back on working with the athletes and getting to see them play in a kind of a team aspect, something that we don't normally get to see at Special Olympics?
Practice is definitely different than the traditional practices that I'm used to during the school year for basketball and bowling and such, because that's all individual. These athletes have to depend on each other. They have to know, you know, who's going to throw me the ball and how do they throw the ball and what do I do if they don't get the ball. So they have to learn all these different skills based on each other and how to learn with each other. And, you know, everybody has a different mood each day and such. And so all these athletes have to learn those as well. But they have definitely learned how to grow as a team.
Coming up on Saturday, state competition, what excites you the most about getting to see the athletes show off their skills at a competition like that this summer?
I think it'll be fun bringing all the skills they've learned together and actually get to compete against a team. We try to have different stations and different drills to kind of mimic that, but it's very challenging. So actually getting to play against a team will be neat to see. And just the smiles on their faces and the excitement they have is just the best. You can tell that they want to be there and that they've worked hard for being there. So it'll be fun.
And then I also want to ask you about another event that also happened over the weekend, Bacon Buddies. Special needs adults got the chance to show a pig.
Yeah.
And what was that like to get to see some of the adults in the program get to do that?
Pam Davis approached me about that about a year ago. And so her and I have been in the mix of talking about it. And then we decided that we were just going to open it up for adults with intellectual disabilities instead of younger children like athletes with my Special Olympics program, just because they might not be as comfortable as an adult would. So I did have two Special Olympic athletes, though, Justin Wern and Brad Anderson were out there, but that was so much fun to watch them and just see them. And they all obviously loved it. And one of our other athletes actually gets to go to the state fair because the Special Olympics does do Bacon Buddies as well, but there's only a limited spots. So each delegation only gets about 1 to 2 spots. So we were able to squeeze in one of our athletes, Eve Sorensen. She's going to be competing in Bacon Buddies though. So she gets to do the same exact thing as everybody else did at the Humboldt Fair. She gets to feed the pig, pet the pig, show the pig. She'll have two mentors as well. So yeah, she'll have that opportunity too.
Between softball and the Bacon Buddies program, communities come out and support big time with the Special Olympics program. Has this year been any different than years past in seeing the support for Special Olympics athletes?
For sure. I mean, the Facebook, I'm almost every day I have somebody join our Facebook group. I have somebody reaching out to me how they can help. Just in the fair stands, when I was out there looking for supporting the Bacon Buddies, it was pretty packed for out there. And then people coming into our practices, we have people from the community that just come and watch our practices and will jump in and ask, how can we help? And from what it sounds like, we have a lot of people coming from the community that are going to make the commute out to Grimes to watch our state. So the support for Special Olympics, I think, has always been there, but I don't think it was always known how much that we do and what we can do. So I think the social media of it that I've brought out and just more involvement has helped with seeing all the support that we have had.
I want to thank you both for taking some time to talk both with state softball coming up here for Special Olympics and then the Bacon Buddies program we had last week. And want to wish you best of luck and safe travels down to Grimes this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.